Hello and welcome back to Proactive New York. Joining me this afternoon is Brad Rogers, CEO at Red, White, and Bloom Brands. Brad, it's good to meet you. How are you today?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for asking. Absolutely love the company's name. Tell me a bit more about it. Give us a quick intro.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, Red, White, and Bloom was a late entrant into the U.S. play. However, you know, establishing what we wanted to establish, we were able to actually be fast followers versus, you know, true first run innovators, which gave us a great position to actually even name the company Red, White, and Bloom Brands. And so, you know, when you look at the strategy of how things play are playing out in a commoditized world, you know, brands are the only thing that's really going to stand out in today's market. And so Red, White, and Bloom Brands was developed to be basically an umbrella to the house of brands that we're building. And so when you think of, you know, analogize a Procter & Gamble, for instance, they've got all of their house of brands and their product categories underneath Procter & Gamble. You won't see Red, White, and Bloom branded stores per se, but you will see the High Times license that we've licensed in, and then the Platinum Vapes brand that we've since purchased from a company in California that is doing incredibly well as well. Throughout our markets that we're in. And so the markets that we're in right now, our beachhead was Michigan, which we have a real fortified position there with High Times and Platinum Vapes actually being distributed through probably about 350 doors right now, plus our doors that we're bringing into the fold right now. We're also in Florida, we're in California, and we've got a deal in Arizona and Oklahoma as well. So, and we've also got a definitive in Illinois for a license there, and that's going through a regulatory purpose or process right now. So we've got our hands in quite a few pots, but those are the most the highest revenue generating states we can be in the states, and we feel that they're most appropriate for us to be operating in and to drive those brands into as well. So very exciting time for us. We've got a real foundation of things that we've built to catch up to the amount of time we haven't been in the market. But I think what we've done is really pulled the slingshot back and is ready to let this thing go now and take off in the United States, which I'm very excited about.
In terms of your facility, from my understanding, you have one of the largest, if not the largest, in Illinois at 3.6 million square feet. Is that right?
That's right. So that's an enormous facility. That's 80 acres under contiguous glass, as a matter of fact. That's and that has yet to be licensed, and that's part and parcel of the process that we're going through right now in Illinois. But that is an absolute monster. And to satiate some of that market right now, what we're doing is growing high quality hemp in there right now and selling that throughout the markets that we're in. And of course, you know, hemp, there's no borders to it, so we can go throughout the United States with it and actually across the pond. And we're actually selling it into the European markets as well. So, which is pretty cool, pretty exciting. Floats that facility until we're ready to move into it and get that license. So very exciting for that state. But we've also got some other significant positions in Michigan, Florida, and California as well. So, you know, I mean, we're taking all of that acumen, pooling it together, getting best practices and operational efficiencies and, you know, across the organization. So that's really, really cool.
And from my understanding, the goal is to be in 100 locations by the end of 2021. Are you on track for that?
Oh, we've far exceeded that. So, I mean, in Michigan alone, we're in about 350 locations right now. So our points of distribution, our doors that we're in, excuse me, we've almost fully penetrated Michigan right now. And that's just with our Platinum Vapes brand. We've since licensed in our High Times brand, and we expect to piggyback into those retail locations and increase shelf space and online experience as well, plus our own shops that we're opening up as well. So we've far exceeded what our expectations were for 100 doors. We were looking at doing more doors ourselves and putting out more retail, but really the efficiency and the demand of our brands has really sort of trumped our desire to do the build out of the rest of those retail locations. What we want to do now is just do flagship locations, support those brands in those flagship locations, and then really support the retailers that support us through those flagships and really give that customer experience. And then, you know, when there's a more convenient place to purchase our brands, they know what they are. And similar to, I guess, an Apple store, if you will, they've got the flagship Apple stores, but their products are sold quite in quite a few different retailers around the United States as well. So that's the analogy there for what we're taking on. We're going to get some flagships and then really put that into hardcore distribution in the markets that we can. So California and Michigan, that's what we're doing right now. So we're very, very excited about the potential to grow our brands and grow that footprint in distribution and extend shelf space and product lines. So lots going on.
And you mentioned brands, obviously High Times being one of them. How important of a brand is that for you?
Oh, wow. I mean, I would ask more how important of it is a brand for America, really. I mean, everybody knows who High Times is. High Times is as ubiquity in the cannabis space. It's been around for 46 years. It's got the mind share of everybody in America. And the litmus test for a brand is, you know, you wake them up and wake somebody up in the middle of the night and you say Crest, they say toothpaste. And you wake somebody up and they say Starbucks, they say coffee. And then you wake them up and they say High Times, they say weed. And so when you think about the mind share that's in America with High Times, it's just a no-brainer for us. And it's really the only brand in America because, you know, my analogy was, you know, writing about alcohol, Jack Daniels writing about alcohol for 46 years and now being able to put it out there and contextualize it. Everybody knows about it already. And here we go. So very excited about putting that brand into play. And underpinning it with the quality we know we can actually provide it with. And so that's just ready to go. I'm so excited about that.
So in terms of looking ahead, today you announced a lockup extension of 50 million preferred shares for the company. What do you hope that communicates to investors on the company's long-term strategy?
Well, that's a significant portion of the prefs that are coming out, which means that a significant portion of all the people that own those prefs believe in this company and understand what's going on for the future of this. This is the end of prohibition. So there's ups and downs and volatility in the market, but the belief in the strategy is there, obviously, with the people who own that stock. And we're very, very appreciative and welcoming of people that don't want to sell, hold on, strong hands, because this is now coming, like I say, it's coming out of prohibition. I don't know what Jack Daniels was worth the third year into operation, but I dare say it wasn't what it is now. And so that's why I say, you know, buy and hold. I think we've got a great strategy. We know where we're going. And I think this is, you know, you're going to see, you're seeing a lot of fast followers with respect to our strategy and our brands, our brand strategy, at least anyhow, jumping on this wagon and saying, hey, we're now a house of brands. Hey, we're now this. So I think that's really resonating in the market right now. And for us to have fortified brands such as Platinum Vapes and High Times, you know, it's a great, great situation for investors right now.
Brad, really looking forward to following the story here. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.